Hello, my name is Cameron. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from an addiction to pornography, same-sex attraction, and approval. Hey guys, I'm truly thankful to be on the stage tonight sharing of the transforming power of Jesus Christ and his relentless pursuit of me despite my rebellious ways. I was born into a loving Christian home and grew up in East Texas. At a young age, I recognized my need for a Savior and accepted Christ into my life. I knew that God loved me and that it was by grace through faith that I was saved. I remember having my first sexual encounter with some boys my age around the sixth grade, which was more out of curiosity than lust at the time. However, as time went on, I began to feel different as same-sex thoughts began to enter my mind and I knew that these were not right. I believe these experiences at such a young age led to a warped and perverted outlook. I became involved in church youth group and actively participated all the way through high school. But despite my active involvement, I was not pursuing an abiding relationship with Christ. It was through these years that I began to feel that the Christian life was marked more by the things I didn't do, at least in the public eye, than a personal walk with Christ. It was all about appearance. However, that dichotomy of dealing with same-sex thoughts and lust and being a Christian was always on my mind, and I kept this struggle hidden for many years. I began to tell myself that this was a private sin and that I could get rid of it by my own power if I tried hard enough. I started looking at pornography around my senior year in high school, which followed me into college. This would soon turn into an addiction that only grew in the darkness. A destructive pattern began to develop in my life where I would look at porn with a plan to just ask for forgiveness afterwards, feel guilty, and then turn around and do it again the next day. I had a warped view of God's grace and used his grace as a means to continue in sin. Graduating college and landing in Dallas, my life was marked by despair, fear, and loneliness. I even remember telling myself that I would take these struggles to the grave and that no one could ever find out. This led to shallow relationships and always feeling like I had to put on a mask or a front to mask my inner hopelessness. I was later introduced to The Porch by a friend, which is Watermark's ministry for young adults. It was through this ministry that I saw true vulnerability and openness by church leadership. I eventually joined Watermark, and while the idea of community groups sounded great, I quickly learned that this would be a lot different than the surface-level church groups that I was accustomed to. This was both exciting and terrifying. I honestly thought, I'll share everything with these guys except my issues with same-sex attraction due to immense shame. They will know everything about me except the last 2%, the last 2% that is crippling the other 98. However, James 5:16 says, "Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed." While the fear of rejection haunted me, and still can to some degree, I found nothing but love and acceptance when I shared all of my struggles for the first time. But while I had finally shared my struggles with someone else, my sinful patterns remained as I continued to rely on my own power to manage my sin. Finally, one of my community group brothers recommended that I check out Regen. I remember walking through those doors for the first time, and the thought kept repeating in my mind, "I cannot believe that you're here." As I began to work through the material, which constantly pointed me to truth based on God's word, God began to work in my life as I sought him. One of the first tools I learned when going through groundwork was the principle of 24 hours of sobriety, which is committing to quit your habit or respond differently to your circumstances for 24 hours by God's strength alone. During step 4 inventory, I learned that my struggle with same-sex attraction was driven in part by a deeper issue, approval. I found that I placed too much emphasis on how others perceived me and felt that I lacked many qualities. Thus, I would seek out the things in others that I felt I lacked. However, Colossians 1:22 says, "But now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in his sight, without blemish and free from accusation." I came to realize that I must accept who God says I am and not rely on the opinions of others or myself. In Christ, I am fully accepted and loved. Next, I learned that step 5, confession, and step 6, repentance, are companions on the path to recovery.
Acts 3:19 says, "Repent then and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord." Based on this revelation, it was no wonder that I was stuck in the grip of sin for so long. I was only concerned about sin's effect on my life and not how it grieved a perfect God who desired so much more for me, including an abiding relationship with him. Moving on through the steps, I dreaded step 9, amends, more than any other, even inventory, because I knew I needed to confess my struggle of same-sex attraction to my parents. I've always had a very close relationship with them. However, for the longest, I was too afraid to even admit that I was attending Regen on Monday nights, afraid that they would somehow find out about my struggles. However, after much prayer and encouragement from community, God gave me the boldness needed to have this conversation. This was a huge milestone for me, and it couldn't have gone any better. My parents never exhibited one moment of disappointment and even prayed over me that night. I now have two more servants of Christ lifting my struggle up in prayer. After completing Regen, I've continued to realize the importance of surrounding yourself with those who constantly point you back to Christ. Through pursuing Christ, he has delivered me from the chains of an addiction to pornography, and to him alone is glory due. I can still slip up with other struggles, but when I do, I promptly confess and turn to walk with Christ. I need constant reminders that God's love for us never changes. His love for me never changed from the minute I walked into Regen to this moment here standing on stage. It is unchanging. Another lesson I learned in Regen is that the program was not designed for sin management, but instead to point you to Christ, where all hope and life is found. My walk with Christ for so many years seemed like a burden to me and something that I had to do. Now, I want to pursue Christ out of his unending love for me. A verse that has greatly encouraged me is Romans 12:2, which says, "Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will." I found this to be true in my life, that the more I seek after him and relinquish control, the more he continues to change my desires and mold me into the man he calls me to be. I must continue to meditate on who God says I am, as this diminishes my need to look to others for the things I feel I lack. 2 weeks ago, I finished co-leading my first step group, and it was a huge blessing to have a front row seat to God's redeeming power. If this is your first night here, welcome. While we all have different struggles that brought us in the door, there is one common solution. His name is Jesus Christ. I pray that you will come to know him. My name is Cameron. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from pornography, same-sex attraction, and approval. And to God be the glory. Thank you.